Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Chili.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
No, I just heard funny stuff. Oh, Will Connerly, liking to laugh when you hear funny stuff like sirens. Fun times. Happy Friday to you. Shout out to Lars, our new friend, for joining us and talking some soccer and United States. Get to knowing the guy. Cool dude. I'd like to have a beer with Lars very soon. Have him on the air again sometime. And at 2:59, Ham Adebayo.
Thank you, Mono. ETC's Market and Bakery and Gimme the Vin brings you Haircut Davidson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ham.
You look exactly the same.
Mr. Dixon.
Well, I took... Dave, I took, like, 8 pounds of weight off my hair.
Whatever.
Hello, look at this. It's our friends, the P1s in line at Sidecar Social for Summer Bash.
They're all queued up for the free gear.
USA! USA!
He's pandering.
What do you mean?
I feel like you're pandering.
Oh, yeah. You don't like your country? Okay, that's cool.
I like it.
What, you chant Russia?
No,
you know what? Cheer Iran. Go ahead.
Well, they're not playing. You know what? I'm going to one-up you. Hey, P1s, give yourselves a hand.
Okay.
God, that was even worse.
USA's better. Today is June the 12th. By the way, I don't know how to say this. But RIP to Monty.
Oh, man, again.
Yeah.
Who's...
He could only schedule AC repair the 2 hours he's on the air.
So, apparently he was outside, and he had his 2-iron, and he was hitting his air conditioner with it.
Uh-huh.
And he was electrocuted by the actual AC unit and a lightning strike at the same time. He exploded into 1,000 pieces and is no more. Nevermore.
It's just the numb.
Nevermore.
Well, we might be able to put him back together again.
I heard that his wheelchair was grounded and that the lightning went straight into the ground.
And out of the stump.
Okay. Now, is he buried in the ground?
Yeah. The lightning went out of his stump like the Emperor in Return of the Jedi.
Well, we shouldn't laugh about a death, but here we are.
No, it's very serious.
Today is June 12th, the 163rd day of the year, 202 days left in 2026. Ham, it's Peruvian Hairless Dog Day.
They get a day?
Wow. Yes.
It's incredibly specific.
I feel like whenever I do this segment, when Monty dies...
Wasn't that the code word in...
That he always puts in stuff that I'm not really sure if it's real.
Yeah, that he could have made that up.
And I'll read it. I'm wrong.
Sure, Burgundy. Why not?
Also, it's a day that I am definitely against. World Day Against Child Labor. Mm. I am pro-child labor. The smaller, the better. Their little hands can fit into little engines and stuff.
Whoa, dude.
Not the people.
Jeez, why would they do that?
Engine prostate exams?
Just why would you require that?
Just one tier. And why are you into that?
Is that what your search history is?
Oh, daddy. No. Little
hands, tight holes.
No.
Native American.
Native American base, you idiot. And it's National Loving Day.
Commander.
On this day in history in 1920, Man O' War won the 52nd Belmont Stakes.
Such a better name than Secretariat.
Yeah.
And set the record for the fastest mile ever run by a horse at that time.
Is that a kind of jellyfish? Or is that another name for jellyfish?
It's tough to tell.
It's a
I think the Man O' War stings... Harder.
Okay.
What are not going to say that.
What are you doing?
Wow.
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Like, how long have you worked here?
Well, he technically doesn't work here.
But
so.
He does.
Such a funny verb.
You can't say that?
No, you idiot.
Oh.
What are you, hammered already?
What time is it?
It's 3.
Yes.
How many beers in are you?
I don't.
No doubt he's on the golf course.
Man of War Friday.
He's just pounding it. In 1923,
jeez.
Harry Houdini freed himself from a straitjacket, unlike Riggs, while suspended upside down 40 feet above ground in New York City. Have Riggs try that.
Riggs had a move that Houdini could not even figure out.
Yeah, I'm sure he could have. He's Houdini.
He can't,
by the way,
dislocate his shoulder.
No, who can? I feel like that we've asked this question before, but is Houdini as relevant today as he was when we were kids? Because that was a name like Marilyn Monroe almost. We were like,
no.
Oh, whoa, Houdini?
No.
What's his magic
was the
that
Dua
great?
Lipa song, Houdini.
He's no Chris Angel.
No.
Yeah, David Blaine would put him to shame.
Yeah, he's no Joe Bluth.
Mm-mm.
Eminem just had a song called Houdini.
Okay.
He did.
So Houdini has a song from Eminem and Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
EA, can you do a couple bars for us?
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Hey, Em, it's Paul. Oh, never mind.
What?
There's cussing. Yeah, I just saw the lyrics.
I give up.
I just get the instrumental going. And
hey, Em, it's Paul.
He's doing the little skit between tracks.
Yeah. 1942. Sean.
What the fuck is that?
Dutch schoolgirl Anne Frank received what?
No one's ever called her that.
Yeah, Anne Frank?
Dutch schoolgirl.
That is really a weird way.
That's
to,
another.
I was concerned why you were aiming that at me.
That was another. That was another in the Tiny Hand series.
Ham wrote this. I'm reading. What did she receive for her birthday?
A diary. Toilet.
Not a toilet. A diary. Which she would put to good use. In 1981, probably the second greatest day of my life at that time, as Raiders of the Lost Ark premiered.
Still good.
Star Wars was 1, Raiders of the Lost Ark was 2, and we were only a couple of years away from Rocky 3, rounding out the medal stand. As greatest days of my life.
Can I stop you? Mm-mm. Read that graphic.
Is Spurs coach Mitch Johnson's job safe? Are you effing kidding me? And they have to talk about it up there?
I love sports talk so much.
I just don't think he's going to make it.
Is this Big Perk?
Sports.
No, it's some
CBS Sports Network.
If we fire him before game 5, does that help our chances of winning?
Get rid of him now.
Bring
I did see a couple of Spurs fans, though, like, he shouldn't even get on the plane.
Leave him on the tarmac.
Yeah.
What would that be a big sports story if they fired their coach during the finals?
Yeah. In 1987, President Reagan challenged Gorbachev to tear down this wall.
Yeah, well, I thought it was about load-bearing walls.
Not really. They kind of took that as their own.
Okay.
We're going to tear down this wall and this wall, and it'll get opened.
In 1994... Nicole Simpson, O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, and her friend, Ron Goldman, are stabbed to death outside of her home in Brentwood. No need to cheer
Somebody
for
that. Somebody loves
that. What the hell? Weirdo.
That was weird.
He loves Colombian neckties.
In 1997, Ham, Batman and Robin, directed by Joel Schumacher, starring the Clunes as Batman, and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Chris O'Donnell as Mr. Freeze and Gay Boy? What was Chris O'Donnell's character?
Robin,
that's right.
Was that the worst one?
Yeah. Was Clunes the Batman with nips?
Yes.
Yes.
It was more realistic.
It was just really cold in the Batcave.
I mean, and they showed a really good shot of the butt, too, a lot.
Please, God, mark that.
How do you characterize the worst, really good shot of the butt?
Is that the worst movie in the history of the Batman series?
What's the one with
Yes, Arnold as I just said.
Oh, you said that? I didn't hear you.
Is it not the one with Schwarzenegger in it?
Yeah, I just said that. As I just said.
What about Schwarber?
Yes, as I just said.
In 1997, the first ever regular season interleague game.
Which one had Schwarzenegger in it?
So they decided to play.
Was it that one?
The number one National League team of all time against the number one American League team of all time. As the Texas Rangers were defeated by the San Francisco Giants 4-3.
The first meeting of the sweet spot.
Wow. How old were you guys? Like 8?
12, probably.
Yeah, I would have been 8 years old.
Tiny hands.
Yeah, y'all were old enough to do surgery at that time on Native Americans. Yeah. In 2007, the action film Transformers, Terrible, premiered in Sydney. Starring Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox.
I don't think it was Transformers.
Oh.
I think it was Transformers.
Like, former trans.
Transformers.
More than meets the guy.
Birthdays, Mark Henry, 55, the wrestling guy.
Tie.
Legend.
Hideki Matsui is 52.
Godzilla.
It's Godzilla.
He was famous for one particular thing that got the hardline going. Do you remember?
Smoked, right?
Sex?
No.
Porn catalog.
He had a vintage porn collection.
Who was the guy that smoked?
Made one member of the hardline particularly interested.
Who was the... Yeah, probably. Who was the Japanese guy that was a big smoker that we saw him, like, chain-smoking cigarettes in a bar? I think he's dead now.
Hideki Arabu?
Yeah, that's it.
Do you have any Seika?
Hideki Arabu.
Yasuke Fukudome.
Antoine Jameson is 50.
Mamrick.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I loved him.
Boy, he was a Mamrick. In fact, I believe he was cited as one of the reasons we can't pay Nash.
Don't blame him. Good move.
Giving Jameson his money.
Dallas Clark is 47.
Iowa Deej.
Bob, Drew Holiday is 36.
What a dude. We had some time together. And for reasons I don't fully understand, Cowboy Tom gave me a signed Drew Holiday jersey from the Sea Below storeroom or something.
From the Bucks?
Yeah.
That's cool.
No, it's very cool. I'm very appreciative. I just thought it was...
Was it from Lost and Found?
Maybe. It was like the most random thing I could have imagined, but I'm very appreciative.
Bun E. Carlos, the drummer of Cheap Trick, is 75. Jason Mewes, Jay and Silent Bob, 52. Brian O'Bear, wow, the singer of Silver Sun is 50? I think of them as like a young band. Silver Sun Pickups.
I guess they didn't hit it until he was older.
Damn, bruh. The singer Bob, the singer, comma, Bob, comma, Robin is 47.
Gay boy.
Dave Franco is 41. Born on this day, now dead. That's George older. Herbert Walker Bush, who liked to grab a little ass, passed away
also
in 2018.
President Bush passed away.
Oh, darn it.
Oh, darn it.
Wow, Anne Frank. Born on this day, now dead.
Yeah, because she got a diary for her birthday.
Dutch schoolgirl, Anne Frank.
Tiny hands.
Chick Corea, 27-time Grammy winner, born on this day, now dead. Dead on this day, still dead. The cussinest guy in NBA history, according to the documentary, Jerry West.
Crumbs.
Henry Hill, dead on this day, still dead. Bad Radio Zone.
That's actually pretty gross.
Ron Goldman, dead on this day, still dead. And Nicole Brown Simpson.
3, 2, and you're done.
Shut it down! Let's go home!
Bye, EA.
Love you. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.